of the podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca, a holistic health and life coach, business mentor, creative entrepreneur, and your online bestie. I'm here to remind you that it is more than okay to show up as your authentic self, to have high expectations for your life, to become financially independent, and get paid to do what it is that you love. Each week, I'm going to share episodes with you to inspire, educate, and empower you to reconnect to your soul's purpose, to awaken that power within and create a life and business that you desire. My mission and purpose is to help you find confidence to take your life from ordinary to extraordinary, to give you the tools and steps to living more in alignment with your true self. So if you're ready for honest and practical, soulful lessons, and you're committed to investing in yourself, then you are in the right place. And the reality is, no one's coming to save you, and it's really only up to you to start to create and design a life that you love, a life that's exciting and invigorating. It's time to take charge of your life right now. Are you ready to grow, babe? Wow, can you believe it? We are up to episode 31 on Rebecca Neal, the podcast. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in every week that I do record these podcasts, because it means so much to me to have your support and just have someone listen to what I've got to say. And I know that, you know, there's golden nuggets in everything that I share, whether it be on social media, whether it be on my podcast, in my private coaching group. And I know that I'm here to create an impact. And so when I hear from you all that you're loving what I'm sharing, it means the world to me. So I'm excited about today's episode because I always choose topics that really resonate with either something that's going on in my life currently, something that has triggered me, something that I'm dealing with someone in my life, just lots of stuff that is really relevant to me is how I pick the podcast topics. So, you know, working with my coaching clients, a few of them are launching their own podcasts at the moment. And, you know, talking about different topics and what they're going to talk about is, you know, how do you do that? And so if you're a health coach or something, you may just write a list of different topics that match depending on what you're releasing on the podcast. But for me, it's more, my podcast is more around life, right? These are things that we go through, different emotions, experiences, and tools and things that can help you have that positive mindset. So we've all heard that phrase, every cloud has a silver lining. It's a beautiful image. It represents an attitude of finding the positive in any situation. So no matter how challenging it might be, it's more than just believing in the good things coming. It's an understanding that every negative is actually a positive depending on how you choose to perceive it. And I think too often, you know, the world that we live in, we actually forget to live in the present moment enough. Like we literally only have this moment right now. Nothing is guaranteed. Tomorrow is not promised to you. So take a deep breath and take one day at a time, one step at a time, and don't overthink the future. Acknowledge what you can control and let go of what you can't. Because look, I get it. It can seem so or almost impossible when you feel like you're being kicked in the teeth by life, like when you're already down and everything seems to be crumbling around you. But having a positive spin on everything will allow for better experiences. The trick is really to look past the situation that's going on and acknowledge how it can actually still bring you some reward or some opportunity or some positive experience. You know, oftentimes we might feel like stuck in our emotions and not want to look for the good because we're so hurting and it so sucks, but instead, you know, we choose to hold on to the adversity, but we really should be looking for the opportunity. Our job is to find the silver lining in every experience. You know, when something scary happens, like you lose your job, or, you know, you haven't got as much money as you need, or maybe you've broken up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, it can seem like nothing positive is happening in your life right now. And the key here is that you're actually missing one crucial thing. This is a chance to reevaluate your life, right? It's a chance to reevaluate, and it's a chance to allow the universe to bring in what's truly meant for you because you're in some other situation that wasn't working out for you. And babe, you can only control yourself, you know, and sometimes you may get really down on yourself when things don't go to plan and you may feel totally responsible and take blame for everyone else and everything. And you may say to yourself all the time, you know, why me? And why did this happen? Why is this continuing to happen? and you're just assuming the blame for everything, you know. And logically, you know this isn't true, but it's, you know, when you're in an emotional shitstorm, this is all that seems rational. So challenging your own perspective can be hard, but it will work magic. You know, perspective is literally everything and you can control and change it. So when you remember that you cannot change another person, it allows you to focus more on yourself and you have the power to control what you respond to and how you react to it. So why not consider these few things when you're shifting your focus back to yourself and when you're feeling out of control and you're feeling overwhelmed? You know, what were or are your expectations, right? They say expectations ruin relationships because we put these expectations on life, on partners, on situations, and then we feel let down or we feel challenged because they didn't go to plan, right? But, you know, it's not up to that. Life is always happening for you, right? Life is always happening around you and you just have to be the player in the game, right? And so looking for this positive inside of these experiences is what's going to help. So what were and are your expectations? Could it have been prevented? Are you upholding or are you crossing some sort of boundary? Boundaries are so important. And if you're empathetic, you're going to feel energy. And so having strong boundaries in place is really key. And what could you have done differently, like in that situation? Or what could you do differently? And what steps can you take to make things change or improve from this place? Another thing is language. Like, language is everything to me. Words are everything. And you'll hear me say that all the time. I love words. And learning how to use different words is the key, right? Language is everything when it comes to mindset, because there's no way that you'll be able to see the silver lining in a bad situation if the conversation you let loose in your head is all about negativity. You just always finding the negative in the situation. If you find yourself constantly reaching for the words that best describe how sucky life is or how sucky everything is, it's time to retrain your brain. You need to teach yourself to use positive language and to search for the opportunities instead of going to all the pity parties, because babe, like, there is so much to be grateful for. Like, this is one of the things when you're in this place, focus on what you're grateful for, what you do have to be grateful for. And, you know, I spoke about this on last week's episode. Gratitude is everything. And when you shift your focus to what you're thankful for, you break the negative connection. And that is epic, if you ask me. Like, having negative experiences allows you to be grateful for positive experiences and allows you to appreciate what you do actually have. And so when something bad happens, you can clearly identify the good things in your life easier because you're more in tune to the details of your life and you're more in the present, right? So you can actually switch back. And when you're right in the middle of the turmoil and the emotional distress, take a few minutes and try and think of the things that you're thankful for, even though it feels hard, even though, you know, oh, but Beck, you just don't get it. You know, this will create a sense of calm and empowerment when you need it most. Potentially, you will gain strength and resilience as well, and this helps you to grow. Like, these experiences are shaping you. They're challenging you for a reason. Your life isn't 100% horrible all the time. I can promise you that. Good things are literally happening everywhere. You just have to open your eyeballs and see them because you're just not noticing them. Giving attention to the things that you're actually grateful for, no matter how small they are, will allow you to heal the negative emotions and keep on persevering. Oh, but Beck, you really just don't get it. Oh, but darling, I do. I have been where you are right now. I've been extremely hurt, extremely heartbroken, extremely challenged, extremely emotionally abused, and lots of crazy stuff. And over the last couple of years, it was one of the most challenging times of my life. And so I get it. I really do get it. And, you know, places where you feel you may never come back from and that there is no light at the end of the tunnel, but there always is. So depending on the issue, you might even be grateful for the lessons that you've gained. And that's one of the things that I did. You know, I really looked back on my last relationship and saw all the incredible growth that I had, all the incredible lessons, even though for us, it was not the right fit and we were causing so much pain to one another. And, you know, so what lessons have you gained by having a bad day? What lessons have you gained from past traumas and failures itself? You know, if you've grown, learned, and strengthened yourself in some shape or form due to a negative situation, you won, babe. I'm telling you now, without challenge, we do not evolve. We can't experience life to the fullest if we aren't being challenged, getting uncomfortable, or experiencing things that we think are negative. So do not let the past pain, the traumas, the bad experiences, the bad days or failures keep you in a victim mindset like any longer than you need to be. Like, be there, have a pity party, have a wine, have some chocolate, eat a bucket of ice cream, I don't care, and then get the fuck over it. Seriously, you have a choice and you can choose how much energy that negative experience takes from you. It's not easy, I get it, but it can be done. I promise you, you can get there. Remember, there is no light without the contrast of dark, right? There's the polarity of life. I always talk about without light, we don't have darkness. Without darkness, we don't have light. And so in everything, there is always a balance, and it's specifically designed that way. You know, embracing that yin and the yang of the universe is what is so incredible about life. And so we want to have the bad experiences and things like that. We just don't want to dwell in them. So as I mentioned before, trauma and bad days and failures can cause growth, and that's magic. So maybe that is why you're actually suffering this experience and pain in the first place. Who knows? However, if you do aim to find that silver lining in each and every negative experience you have, you will inevitably grow and learn. I promise you that. Failure can mean many things to each and every one of us. I get that. But for most, it means we've tried something and we did not succeed, right? So if you examine most, you know, there's so many people, influential people in history who have done anything of great importance. Most of them have shared how many times they took to, you know, pitch their idea, how many times they tried something and failed, how many times that, you know, they could have never gotten their greatest accomplishment without having the failures, right? By failing at something again and again, you're learning and growing. And, you know, there's that incredible quote by Thomas Edison that states, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Right? And that is the silver lining attitude. That is the positive spin on all of his failures. Like 10,000 times, like he could have given up after the second, third, fourth, fifth, 20th, 50th, right? And if he did, then we would not have magic. And so I get it. What happened to you sucked. What's going on right now might suck, but I know it's time to start moving in order to turn things around. You cannot stay where you are. Like, you have to change. You have to keep going. You have to rise above this. Things will change. They always do. Life is the polarity of up and down. We're never in the same feeling ever. So here's your chance to take control and bring back the positive into your life. And, you know, a great way to do that is to have vision, to have goals, to, you know, do a Pinterest board or something with your future plans. Like, think about, dream about, create something that lights you up, do some art, go for a run, like do something to move the energy from your body. Because sometimes when things are falling apart, they're actually falling together.